Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Party, 855-993-7569. So whatever it is that's on your mind today is basically what we talk about around here. And in the meantime, we were talking about something that you guys always amaze me, because I'll put up something I think, okay, I'll sort of figure out, you know, I know what people are going to say about this. And you always surprise me, and I'm delighted. All right, 855-993-7569. We're talking about that whole issue of, I suppose it's not necessarily dating, but it's, you know, when you go to a restaurant, what's the first thing you look at? And some people have said, okay, what they do is they look at the drink menu. Some people have said that they look at wine or cheese. Some people have said that they looked at the price. So we're getting a huge variation on kind of a silly question, but gives some insight into, I guess, how people dine out, what's important, what's the priority, et cetera. All right. So let's hear what other people have said.
We will continue on with Marie. Marie says appetizers, they can often be creative.
Yeah, I agree with you that I tend to look at the entrees first. And I'll look at, just to see if there's anything very different there. But I'm a grazer, so having like one or two appetizers instead of a main dish means that you can, instead of having one dish, that you can have essentially two for the same number of calories. So I agree, I'm an appetizer fan.
Rebecca says cheese sticks.
You little Dickens. Okay.
Wendy says soup, because if they don't have a good soup or three, I never expect the rest of the menu to be that great either. And so far, it works.
Yeah, I agree with you. The thing about soup for me is it's so filling that I tend to not, I mean, when I'm trying to lose weight, that's what I'll do, is I'll do a soup. Although soups can have a fair number of calories in it, especially if they're cream-based. But I agree that soups, I used to have, as I mentioned, I used to do bread and soup parties in January, because holidays were always busy, I was always in school, people always had a bunch of different stuff to do. But I would just have open houses, and I would start making soup usually around September, October, and I would freeze them in a pan. So, and then I'd put the whole pan in the freezer, and then take it out and wrap it in aluminum foil. So I would have like 8 or 10 different kinds of soups that look like big fat records, right? Big round things in the freezer. And then all you have to do is unwrap them and put them back in the pan in which you cooked them initially. And so it was very easy. And at some point, after I'd been doing this for a couple of years, I actually would hire a high school kid to ladle them, to warm them up and ladle them out, and then made homemade breads and muffins and stuff like that, which I also would start in the fall and just freeze. And they were always very popular parties. And then I would serve wine, and at one point you could tell what was happening in America, because when I started, everybody was drinking a lot of wine, and by the time I stopped doing them, everybody's drinking a lot of seltzer. So people had stopped drinking. I've never served hard liquor at parties. I guess I have it sometimes, but I shouldn't say never, because there are a couple times that I did, and watching people just get smashed. And part of it is I don't drink, so I'm not very good. I've served punches and wines and stuff like that. But and every once in a while, somebody says, "Don't you have the hard stuff?" And I say, "You know what? There's a bar right down the street." I mean, people who comment on what you serve or don't serve at a party, I think you sort of instantly write them off the guest list. This is not a restaurant. This is a party. All right, keep going.
Alan says, fly specks. If I see them, I don't want to eat them.
Oh, how about cat hair? There is a very
or any kind of hair, really.
Yeah, yeah. Or there gotten to be restaurants that have like animals wandering around in the restaurant, like cats, or
and
there's some
that.
Outdoor ones that have like pigeons. Mm. You know, I'm not crazy about sharing a dining space with a pigeon, to be quite honest.
Mm-mm.
I know, but there's a very famous diner in the city that has a cat that not only is in the window, but is quite often on the counter. And if you shoo it away, they shoo you out. I mean, it's just cat hairs in food. Mm, not my thing. And when I was in Tel Aviv, there was this dog that decided that it adored me, and it was on a very long leash, so the dog was essentially in my lap the whole time, which, you know, was kind of cute and also kind of disconcerting because you had the sense the dog was going to, the dog did sniff my plate, and people, you know, it was a very sweet dog, but, you know, could you get him some dog food or a shorter leash, or why don't you have them sniffing your food, not mine? You can tell, I really am a dog lover, but still, not sharing my plate. Doggy kiss.
Jude says, specials. We love to eat out, however. We live on a fixed income. Actually, I usually research the restaurant before we drive there.
That's a good idea. You know, I was reading someplace a novel that I think was set in the 20s or the 30s or something called a Blue Plate Special, but they used to have them, and they usually were very, very inexpensive, and they came on a blue plate, I guess, and they were very, let's see if it says how much they cost, but they cost not very much. Let's see if I can, but I agree. Let's see, it says Blue Plate Special, and I just know, I think they serve them in, let's see where it says, it's used by restaurants, diners, and cafes. Let's see, but I think it started, let's see what it says. Low-priced meal, which usually changes daily, a meat and three vegetables, presented on a single plate, often a divided plate rather than on separate dishes. The term was very common in the 1920s to the 1950s. As of 2007, there are still a few restaurants and diners that offer blue plate specials under that name. Sometimes on blue plates, it's a vanishing tradition. The phrase itself, however, is still a common American colloquial expression. Let's see if they have prices on any of them. A blue plate special is a low-priced daily diner special, a main course with all the fixings, a daily combo, a square for 2 bits. That's vaguely what I remember, that it would actually cost a quarter. During the Depression, a manufacturer started making plates with separate sections for each part of a meal, like a frozen dinner tray. For whatever reason, they were only available in the color blue. The blue plates were more specifically inexpensive divided plates that were decorated with a blue willow or similar blue pattern. That the first known use of the term was in 1892 at a restaurant menu that implies that blue plate specials were regular features at Harvey houses. It became common in the 1920s. In 1926, advertised in the New York Times for the famous O.C. Grill Lobster and Chop House at 141 West 45th, promised a la carte, all hours, moderate prices, and blue plate specials. They said it was difficult to dine on a dime. Right. Where one could still get a steak and lots of onions on a sandwich for a dime. And a big blue plate special with meat, course, and three vegetables is purchasable for a quarter. I vaguely remember it being a quarter, but I thought, wow, that's really cheap. For the last 10 years, they said. 1934, a collection entitled Damon Runyon's Blue Plate Specials. A Hollywood columnist wrote in 1940, every time Spencer Tracy enters the Metro commissary, executives and minor geniuses look up from their blue plate specials to look at the actor and marvel. In 1953, the Honeymooners episode Suspense, Ralph suspected that Alice plans to murder him with a carving knife, says to Norton, "Did you hear that, pal? She wants to borrow a carving knife. I never thought I'd end up a blue plate special." Apparently, you couldn't do substitutions. Alan Funt ordering a blue plate special, trying to talk the waiter into making various changes, such as replacing the vegetable soup with consommé, while the polite but increasingly annoyed waiter tries in vain to explain that no substitutions means what it says. There you go. Alrighty, so that's what a blue plate special is. Now you know. 855-993-7569. I'm not your blue plate special. I'm free. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission and my resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-3-7569. Should we do like an email here? Does that make any sense?
Sure. We got one that just came in today. This one.
We love fresh emails.
This email is from Rebecca, and Rebecca says, "Dear Dr. Joy, my friend throws out nasty comments at me. And I ask, why would he say that? He'd reply, quote, I'm only pulling your legs.
Yep.
And then I tell him, but it still hurts whether you meant it as a joke or not. He keeps doing it regardless of how it makes me feel. I don't know what to do anymore. We've been best friends for almost 20 years. We do have good times together, but whenever we have an argument, he has to win by saying stupid things to hurt me. Then he asks me, why the frown on your face? He keeps hurting me for his own pleasure. Then he gets surprised by my reaction. I keep telling him his words hurt. He never has anything nice to say. I don't know what to do to keep staying in this friendship and not allow my feelings to get hurt.
Well, there are three options here. You presented two of them. One is to leave the relationship. One is to decide to not get your feelings hurt. And the third is to negotiate, which is probably what I would suggest you do. Unfortunately, to negotiate, you may need to say to him, let's back up before we look at those three. Those are the three alternatives. But the question is, why is he doing that? And I think you're asking a legitimate question. And when he says, I'm only kidding, say, well, you know, the kidding doesn't work. So one of the things you may want to do is see if you can, you mentioned the two of you have arguments, and if that's the time where he's throwing out the snotty comments, then what you could do is try to understand what the nature of the argument is. And it may be that he feels that you don't hear him, or that, I mean, because usually when people are lashing out at somebody, it's because they're feeling defensive, that you've hurt their feelings first. So, and men are not terribly good at saying, well, that really hurt my feelings. What they tend to do is be much more in touch with their anger than their hurt, just because societally we allow men to their anger and we don't really allow them to feel hurt very much. So one of the possibilities is to kind of play back, you've known him for a long time, and see if his insulting things tend to follow a pattern. But obviously, you saying, well, that hurt my feelings, isn't much of an incentive for him to change. It doesn't work as a deterrent at all. So that if it doesn't, then I think the issue is, why is he trying to hurt your feelings? And the answer is almost inevitably to back you off, which means he's feeling vulnerable at that moment. So rather than you sort of saying, why does he do this to intentionally hurt me, see if there's not something that if you can play back the tape in your head to figure out what you might have said that elicited that, because it's inevitably, it may be something, for example, that this is one of those times where a phone call would probably be much more useful than an email, that you may make more money than he does, or it may be that you're in a relationship and he's not, or maybe you get along better with your parents than he does, or that maybe you have a better job than he has, because it sounds to me that people are most likely to lash out, as I said, when they're feeling threatened. So see if there's not something that you're doing that's threatening him. If you can't figure it out, one of the possibilities is to take him out before the next event occurs and say, it occurs to me that one of the reasons that you may lash out at me is I may be saying things that hurt your feelings. Am I doing something that's making you unhappy with me? And it may be a little like pulling teeth, because it sounds that he's not either particularly comfortable or particularly aware, they may overlap, but they're not the same thing, of when he's feeling vulnerable. If you can figure it out on your own, then you're that much ahead. And what you can do is then either alter your behavior or say to him, look, or at least be aware that if you're about to invite him on an expensive evening that he can't afford, or that you criticize his clothing, or that you think he's had too much to drink, or you've had too much to drink. I mean, you can see I can go through an endless list of possibilities, which is not terribly useful, but you can go through some of those possibilities and see if maybe there's not something there. If this is really a friendship, presumably friendships, among other things, are based on a certain degree of honesty, not brutality, but honesty, of saying, I'm not going to spend as much time with you if I feel that I always have to be on guard that you're about to say something awful to me. And usually what I would encourage people to do is exactly what you've already done without noticeable results, which is to say, you know, why are you saying that? And you may be able to go back and revisit that. And when he says, well, I was only pulling your leg, say, you know what? I listened to this psychologist on the air, and she says that there's an underlying truth there. So let's look and see the underlying truth. Did I hurt your feelings? Are you mad at me? Are you feeling threatened by me? You know, let's dig a little deeper here. And not just accept the dismissive thing of, well, I'm just pulling your leg. But then I think you have to question whether or not this really is a friendship. And if it is, then you have to decide how much negotiation and you're willing to do and how much power you have. And, for example, saying to him, you know, I'm not comfortable spending the amount of time with you that I am, because it seems to me that when we, if we've gotten together twice a month, that you're very nice to me. If we get together three times a month, that there's something that comes over you that's not very pleasant. So I want to limit this to twice a month and see if that makes it a better relationship for both of us. But you can hear I'm suggesting that there is something there, and the best way to find it out is to just say to him, rather than that hurts my feelings, of saying, you know, if I said the same thing to you, what would you respond? How would you respond? And if he says, well, I would just laugh it off, say, well, okay, I'm not laughing it off. Is there a way that I can convince you not to do this? In other words, if he's truly your friend and you've been friends for 20 years, negotiate with him. And because there's clearly something going on here, that your instincts, that he's just trying to hurt you. I don't think people go out of their way to hurt people for no reason, but they will go out of their way to back somebody off for a reason. And the reason is usually that they feel vulnerable. That somebody, you know, and I've sort of noticed it with my friends. I also notice with my friends, because I'm, you know, I'm always sort of doing that kind of equation in my head of, okay, what did I do to offend them? But I've, you know, every once in a while, you know, my sort of patience wears thin, and I, you know, say, okay, fine, you know, and it's quite evident that I've reached the end of my rope, and I'm not, you know, I've been very easy to get along with and put up with a lot of nonsense and snide comments. And if I say, okay, fine, I'm done. And what I notice invariably, is the person all of a sudden gets nice. And so what I need to remind myself is, if you're putting up with stuff you shouldn't be putting up with, maybe stop putting up with it. You don't have to start a war, but you can say, you know what, I don't need that tone of voice. Or if I've done something to offend you, be honest enough to tell me what it is. Don't snipe at me. And quite often, you know, if I can remember to do that, it's not my instinct. My instinct is, I'm a therapist. If people are having a hard time, it's my job to help them with it and to figure it out. But that's not a very good stance in a friendship, because friendship is one of the few relationships that's based on equality. And the role of therapist doesn't have any equality at all. It's saying, okay, that you are the one that's troubled and I'm the one that can help you. So you've got a bunch of stuff to think about. But when in doubt, I would certainly talk with him about it and see about negotiating it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have intimate dinners for two turn into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home? I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so much many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We're talking about eating out, which Americans are doing more than twice. I think the average is something like 2.3 times a day, which means if you think about it, since there are three meals a day, that people are eating at least part of the time. I think a lot of people eat breakfast out. Most people eat lunch out. And a lot of dinner. That the idea of cooking anymore has become something suspect. As I said, I'm in love with the idea of plated.com because it allows me to cook and kind of look like a pro without having to do the schlepping, which it turns out I don't mind cooking. I'm not crazy about grocery shopping. And for the first time in my life, I'm actually following recipes, which I tend not to follow particularly. And quite often, some of the reason I don't follow recipes is, of course, because of my creative spirit. But part of it is I just don't have the stuff. But with Plated, they send you all the stuff. So you really, it's impossible to screw up. Well, not impossible, but pretty darn difficult. God knows I try. All right, so let's talk about what people who are eating out all the time do in terms of menus. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to the Ritz every night. It just means that they're eating out. All right, so let's hear what other people, what else people look first. What did we say? What do you look for first in a menu?
Yep.
Okay.
We left off with Jude saying, talking about specials and researching the restaurant beforehand. Jude also added...
Oh, we did blue plate specials. Yeah, that's how we got on that.
And Jude also added, I also look for clean silverware first.
Yeah, and unspotty glasses.
Yeah.
I agree. See, probably the first thing that occurs to me, from which I probably would not have come up with if you guys hadn't sort of stimulated my little cortex, is the smell. When I walk into a restaurant, if it smells yummy, then I'm pleased. But there's that kind of refrigerated butter onion smell that sometimes not cooked onions and butter, but like something has been refrigerated, and it's hard to describe, but you know it when you smell it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you think, I don't want to eat in a place that smells like this. And I've actually said, maybe not.
Cynthia says, entrees, then I decide red or white wine.
There you go. Pretty classic. There you go.
Genevieve says, I look for something on the menu that I haven't had before or recently. Also, I enjoy warm bread.
Yeah, I know. It's really a problem. For a while, I didn't eat bread at all. And I thought that was really great. And then I read something that said that bread basically will fill you up and has fewer calories than most of the stuff you're going to eat, so you should be doing it. I'm not sure that that's true, but... And restaurants, I think, are becoming more and more aware of that because they have, like, all these wonderful, like, breads and, like, with cheese or with walnuts and raisins. And, I mean, all this, bread has become kind of the new, I don't know what else it is, but I agree. What was her thing just before bread? What did she say just before that?
Hold on, I lost my place in the...
Oh, no.
She says, I look for something on the menu that I haven't had before recently.
Yeah, or something I can't cook. Or that's, it's got ingredients in it. But I agree. I mean, every once in a while, some waiter will come and say, well, today we have eye of newt with a reduction of raspberry coulis with mint... mint shallots and purple onions. And I think, oh, no, I had that for lunch. No, I made that yesterday. No, I agree. Something that's unusual, that sounds appealing, that I would never do on my own and haven't had any time recently. I agree with you. Variety. Yeah. Although I really believe that the world quickly divides into two categories, those who will try something they've never tried before and those who will never try anything they've never tried before. Keep going. Which are you, Mammy? I think I know. All right. Mammy, we should be married because you probably like the room warm and I like it cold.
I actually prefer a cooler room.
All right, so we'd be okay on that one, but everything else we're probably opposite. There we go.
Bruce says, appetizer selection. I often prefer that and order a la carte.
I agree with you that I think the appetizers quite often can represent the creativity on a sort of a smaller level. You have to be a little careful about appetizers at parties because they quite often are loaded with fat and calories and salt. So, but because you're eating them standing up and they little portions, you don't realize and they can really mount up. But I agree. I think appetizers are quite often the most creative and interesting, and you get to try lots of different kind of stuff.
Maureen says the prices.
A woman after my own heart. There you go.
Nitra also says price. She says price. I'm cheap.
Well, I think part of what we should ask, I guess, next time if we ever do something like this again, is do you treat a menu differently if you're buying as opposed to you're treating or being treated? And hopefully. When you're buying your own stuff, you know what your budget is. When somebody else is treating you, I tend to be much more cautious when somebody's treating me than when I'm buying for myself. Although, I'm trying to think if I've ever eaten in a restaurant Well, I think I've done twice in my life where I've eaten in a restaurant by myself. I just don't do it. And both of them were somewhat disastrous. The first time was when I was first separated, and I decided it was something I should learn to do. So I went to a restaurant. It was called a clean, well-lighted place for books, which also had a cafe. And it was very close to where I lived, and I went in there and had an okay meal. And I went to go to the ladies' room before they brought the check, and there was this man there, and he was eating by himself. And I said, "Hi, you know, I'm just leaving, but I just, you know, I ate by myself, and I just wondered if I'd invited you to have, you know, to come and join me. Would you have done it?" This shows there, you know, that I did not have a guardian angel. And he said, "No, I really like eating by myself." Well, first of all, I already told him I was leaving. It wasn't going to happen. How much would it have cost him to say, "Oh, yeah, that would be delightful next time"? I mean, I was so rattled that I came back and left the restaurant, and the waiter is running down the street screaming that I'd forgotten to sign the credit slip. So that was my first experience of eating out by myself. And as you can imagine, it took a long time before I did it again. I think the next time was actually on a cruise. And I knew all the waiters. And on a cruise, they're perfectly willing to come. It was at a specialty restaurant, because quite often on cruises you eat at a communal table. And this was at a specialty restaurant that they said, "Oh, no, you have to try this." So I was eating by myself. But that was a little different because people come, the waiters all come and talk to you. But, man, that guy, I've never forgotten him. I thought, you know, how much would it have cost him to just be kind, or even nice, or even civil? Hopefully his toenails have all ungrown by now. You can see I get a little vindictive when people cross me. All right, keep going. So much for nice joy. Okay. I didn't swear at him or anything, and I didn't. I just was so shocked that he would be so mean. But what can I tell you? All right, keep going.
James says, dessert. If I'm in or out, I can then gauge what entree I have room for.
I tend to agree with you. Basically, the whole deal is life is short and unpredictable. Whenever there's a buffet, okay, I do the dessert first, and then any room I have left over, you do the entree. Go ahead.
Heidi says it has to be easy because I'm basically lazy.
Well, but we're not talking. What do you mean it has to be easy? Like you're not going to order a lobster because you'd have to crack it? I'm not sure that she understood the question, but okay. Maybe she meant from a cookbook.
Stephanie says vegan options, usually being health conscious and compassionate towards animals. Eating a boring plain baked potato, I get excited when I'm able to order a vegan stir fry or veggie burger.
Yeah, I tend to do a lot of that as well, and quite often the chef is really imaginative about it. So I tend to agree with you. I like there are a lot of restaurants, because I live in a big city, that have very fancy vegan stuff. I mean, they have like tofu described, or you know, sort of disguised as, I don't know, whatever they disguise tofu as and stuff like that. But the other thing to be aware of, although it may be troublesome for you, is somebody's always inviting me to a steakhouse because they like steak and I don't. But it turns out steakhouses tend to have great veggies. They have like broccoli and asparagus and, as you point out, baked potatoes and all sorts of stuff. So I agree with you that I like especially well-prepared, because that my vegetarianism tends to be, okay, I'll nuke some broccoli or some cauliflower or something. So imaginative vegetarianism, I think, is great. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, it's also how you eat out in a restaurant, whether it's a fancy restaurant or a local diner. No one has mentioned checking out what the dollar menu is. That was just a little joke. Please forgive me. Okay, so let's look at the rest of how people look for in a menu.
We continue on with Marcia.
You didn't think that was a cute little joke?
I did.
Shall I supersize this? Okay, keep going.
Marcia says, some creative entrees.
Yeah, I think the creativity is most likely to be in the appetizer. Although did I tell you my favorite appetizer story from Israel, which was alarming?
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. So I'm sitting in this restaurant right outside the Old City by the Wailing Wall. It's called, I think it was called Euphrates. It's either Euphrates or Eucalyptus. I think it's Euphrates. And it's a very famous guy's. It's a very famous chef. His name is Moisha. I think I tweeted the picture of the two of us together. And they served only food that's mentioned in the Bible, one way or the other. Although, I don't know where they got this in the room. So I'm sitting next to a food critic. And he's got this little tiny, it's basically the size of maybe a little bit bigger than a silver dollar. And it's brown on the top and pink on the bottom and looks just like a macaroon. You know, those ones that have, you know, you've seen the pistachio ones that are green with a green filling and pink with a pink filling. And except this one's got gray filling and it's brown on the top and pink on the bottom. So I said to him, and it's in like a little puddle of something. And I said, what is that? And he says, here, taste it. And I said, no, just I'm just curious about what it is. He said, taste it. And I said, no. He said, I insist. So at this moment, so I take a tiny taste of it. All right, so guess what it was? You'll never guess, I'll tell you. All right, the top was a chocolate macaroon, not the kind that look like like the French macaroons, not the coconut ones, just the ones that look like they're like meringues. That's what they look like. So the top is like a chocolate meringue, the bottom is a strawberry meringue, and the middle is chopped liver.
Wow.
So talk about creative. I suppose it's creative. Part of it is I don't like chopped liver. I mean, if you don't eat meat, you're not going to eat organ meat. But apparently it's the specialité of the house. I don't know that chopped liver and chocolate and strawberry macaroons are mentioned in the Bible, but maybe. Maybe it's just a different, you know, maybe I just didn't translate it correctly. I mean, I translated what it was, but, all right, so there we go. So that's so much for creativity. Because chefs are always sort of combining. One of the things that I really do like, though, is strawberries and watermelon in salads. I think those taste wonderful. But, and it's nothing that it would have occurred to me to do, to put fruit in a regular salad, like a chicken salad or shrimp salad or something. All right, keep going. I just thought I would share that for all of you to understand the limits of creativity. All right, keep going.
Lorraine says, appetizers, because if there's nothing worth ordering, I will immediately move to the entree section and then relax with a cool drink. I learn life lessons daily from you. I'm happier for it. Thank you, Dr. Joy. You're a great woman.
Oh, well, thank you. So wait a minute. She says that if she doesn't like the appetizers, she goes to the entrees. See, I do the opposite. I start with the entrees and then go to the appetizers.
Okay.
But okay.
Sue Ellen says, desserts. They help me decide what to order as an entree.
I'm with you. You know, leave room for dessert. And in fact, you know, it's okay to order it up front. And sometimes on a prefix menu, you get to order the dessert at the same time you order everything else, which, as far as I'm concerned, it cements it of, okay, I don't even have to worry anymore. There will be dessert. Keep going. You can see where some of our priorities lie.
Sue Ellen goes on to say, great calorie-laden dessert choices. Then it's a salad for me. If the desserts are a pastry, then I'll order a heavier entree. Definitely look at the desserts first.
Yeah, and some people actually order sorbet for dessert. I mean, what's that about? Or Jell-O? Hello! Or even worse, fruit. Okay, let's not. I mean, come on. If it doesn't have whipped cream in it, how delicious can it be? That's my question. All right, keep going.
Jerry, we'll go to Jerry. She says, good quality salads. If none, then I don't think it's a very good restaurant. And I love a nutrition-filled, tasty salad.
I agree. I'm getting the older I get, the more I really love salads. And I love I love good restaurant salads. But as you point out, I mean, the iceberg lettuce and the tomato that makes your gums bleed because it's not really ripe. And the little tiny curl of carrot. Oh, please. But people are getting more and more creative with salads. So I agree. And sometimes if you get a really creative salad, then you can add either chicken or shrimp or something like that. But I agree. Creative salads are terrific.
Adeline and Irvin both say specials. Irvin says specials. I love a good deal.
I'm with you. Blue plate specials for a quarter don't exist anymore. I think Howard Johnson used to have a blue plate special, didn't they? And there was a Hojo, I think the last Hojo in New York, it was actually in Times Square. And the reason I know that is when at one point I was doing some stand-up stuff for CBS, some stand-up TV stuff. And I had to change clothes sometimes because I would do like 3 days worth of stuff in Times Square. And you couldn't have the same outfit on, God forbid. And so I would go into the Hojos to change clothes, which was The Hojo's in Times Square's bathroom was not going to win any awards, but it was better than changing in the middle of Times Square, I guess. Although today, nobody would even notice. Or maybe they, yeah, that, which would be really depressing. Keep going.
Last one here from Ella. Ella says, I do look at the calorie count when it's listed. As Dr. Joy said, some of these entrees have a full day of calories. If there's a 500 calorie or less section, I pay special attention to that.
Yeah, and I know a number of chains have that. They'll say 500 calories or less. And I, you know, I really appreciate it. Although I will tell you, just as a warning, which I know sounds like the voice of doom here, but I remember the movie It's Not One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It was the one with Liza Minnelli played in the movie. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was Jack Nicholson.
Yep.
But about a mental institution. This one had the word cuckoo in it, but I don't remember exactly what it was. At any rate, she played in the movie. The idea, it was based on a book, and that it was set in New York, and a single woman, and she discovered this cart, long before carts were as popular as they are now, that said that they had a 500-calorie milkshake. And there would be a line around the block with secretaries standing in line to get this 500-calorie delicious milkshake. And some guy got one and took it down to the health department and had it analyzed. It had something like 3,500 calories in it. And I've never forgotten the comment, because the comment in the book, and I think in the movie as well,
the was, sterile cuckoo, is that what you're thinking
yes,
of?
I think that's
okay,
exactly what it was. Thank you.
Liza Minnelli's
filmography. So I got the cuckoo part right. The sterile, a little hard to deal with. All right, so the comment was, you took it down to the health department, 3,800 calories or something. And the comment in both the book and the movie is, what kind of person would lie to a fat girl? I leave you with that concept.
Wow.
Wow is exactly right. 855-993-7569. Wow, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grain. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid up to 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out tobeyoungagain.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life. Or call 855-79-YOUNG. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.